Trash or treasure time. Want to find out if your old sports souvenirs are worth anything? Give us a call, 312-981-7200. Scott Beatty from AU Sports in Morton Grove is the expert. AU, symbol for gold. Get it? Scott, good morning. Before we get to the calls and the questions, I want to ask you about a couple of things. First of all, are you getting a lot of Cubs memorabilia in the store these days and selling a lot of it?
The interest in the Cubs is, it was very big this season. It started out hot, dipped down, back up where it needs to be.
And
we're having some fun with them.
I bet. There was another story that caught my eye, and I'm sure caught yours too. A couple of jerseys up for auction that bookend Michael Jordan's career with the Bulls. This took place last month. Two jerseys up for auction. Spanning from 84 to 1998, both worn and from a time before special edition jerseys. That's when teams just had only one home and one away uniform. And I couldn't believe this, that the bidding got up over $400,000 for each one of those jerseys. Did that surprise you?
You know, nothing surprises me anymore with some of this game use stuff. It's almost like people are buying museum pieces.
Yeah,
it's you know, it's a chance. I mean, it's a real tangible piece of memorabilia. Of course, they're dealing on a financial level that we're not, you know.
Yeah, and
so I kind of feel like these are people who are going to display these items in like a museum type setting, because that's what they are. When you're on the level of Michael Jordan,
mm-hmm.
especially, you know, one of the game used jerseys was from 1984. I think it's one of the earliest known game used jerseys out there of his.
On this day in 1993, Michael announced his retirement after 9 years with the Bulls. He would play professional baseball. Remember that one season with the Sox farm system before he returned to the Bulls. Talk about museum pieces. A road jersey worn by Red Grange back in the 30s. Also is going to be up for auction in a couple of weeks, and this probably will fetch a large amount of money too, won't it?
I expect so. I believe there was a former Red Grange jersey that was on sale through what auction company, I couldn't tell you, but it went for something like $250,000, $300,000. I would expect this one to go above it.
Let's get to some of the listeners who have questions about what they have. Is it trash or treasure? Scott Beatty from AU Sports and Morton Grove will tell us. And Randy, you're first in line there in St. Charles. What do you got?
I've got a book that was written by Hank Sauer, and it included, you know, talking about Andy Pafko and Phil Cavaretta when they were playing together. And it's signed by all three players.
Hmm. Old Cubs stuff. How does that do, Scott?
I tell people, hardcover books that are signed are actually, and I don't want to make it seem like they're worthless, but they're kind of like on the bottom of the collecting pile. They're under jerseys, they're under balls, they're under hats, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This one probably has more sentimental value than it does actual tangible value.
And maybe heading towards the trash line, unless you want to save it for emotional reasons. Dave has a question from Winnetka. What do you got, Dave?
What I have is a baseball signed by Brooks Robinson from the Baltimore Orioles when I was a kid. And I got offered like five bucks for it. I think the baseball is worth more than the signature. Is it worth anything?
Well, Brooks Robinson, certainly a name known everywhere, right, Scott?
Yeah, Brooks was a reasonably good signer during his career as well. So it's not like there's a major shortage of Brooks Robinson autographs. I mean, it does have some value. It's probably under $100, but it's there.
Yeah, definitely worth more than a couple of bucks. Thanks for the call. Sue in Wheaton has a question for you, Scott.
Hey, Scott. I have an autograph from Ernie Banks that my mom got me. You know, she saw him just on a slip of paper. I have it framed, but it just basically says, "To Sue, best wishes, Ernie Banks, 1979.
It's probably a lot of those, so that affects the value, doesn't it, Scott?
Ernie was probably the most generous signer. Him and Bobby Hull, Chicago-wise, are the two most generous signers. And taking that it's only signed on a slip of paper, yeah, that's not going to do much for the value of it. I think this is very sentimental value, not much financially.
And does it hurt the value if it's customized to a name and then the signature?
Generally, unless the signature is a very high level player, yeah, the personalization will draw the value down.
Sue, it's worth a lot to you, I know. So hang on to it.
It is. Thank you so much.
312-981-7200, Trash or Treasure with Scott Beatty, who runs AU Sports, Chicagoland's oldest memorabilia store. Trash or Treasure, 312-981-7200. Here's an interesting text, Scott. I have two ticket stubs from the Bartman game. Are they worth anything?
Surprisingly, yes, but kind of morbid in the same way.
Yeah, no kidding. So give us a range what those might go for.
If they're full tickets, they could go for a couple hundred bucks.
Oh, okay, so that's definitely treasure, not trash. Alan in Milwaukee, the enemy. What do you got, Al?
No, I'm calling from behind enemy lines. I've got an old shellac 78 RPM record called Cubs on Parade, and it dates to 1908, and it celebrates their World Series victory from 1907.
Oh, my. I've never heard of that. Have you, Scott?
I don't know that I have. This sounds like something worth investigating.
Yeah, you got a treasure there, Alan. Where'd you get that?
I bought it online from eBay several years ago. I collect baseball records, so that was just one more acquisition.
Yeah, I was not expecting to hear the year on that when you said that 78 RPM.
Yeah, I thought he was going to say 69. All right, well, that's a treasure. Hang on to it. Gary is in Worth, Illinois. What do you have, Gary?
I have some sets of 95, 6, 7, and 8 Donruss baseball press proofs, and I was wondering if they're worth holding on to or trying to get rid of.
What are press proofs? What are those?
They only made 2,000 of each card.
What do you know about that, Scott?
Silver stamped.
Yeah, the problem with those is the 90s cards, I just have, honest to goodness, there's so many of them, and I realize these are shorter printed, but just the interest in baseball cards from the 90s is just at a nadir. It's what happened was in the late 80s, they just started printing the hell out of cards. And whether or not they're short prints or not, that's still the interest level just isn't there. Those would draw something because they are short printed. I wouldn't hang on to them, though. I don't think they're going to accrue in value. I think whatever value they have is now.
Skewing towards trash. Sorry about that. Janice in Oak Lawn with a question for Scott Beatty of AU Sports. Go ahead, Janice.
I'm calling about my son. In the late 60s, my husband worked for White Sox, and he got a ball signed by Hank Aaron and Minnie Minosa. And we had it in a plastic container the whole time. And it's in very, very good condition. Is that worth anything?
Scott?
Well, it is because of Hank Aaron. Minnie was another very generous signer. In fact, we've talked before about the addition of additional signatures on a baseball. Sometimes it can raise the value, sometimes it can take away from the value. But this one, Minnie's not going to hurt it, but all the value's in the Hank Aaron autograph on this one. And yes, it is worth something, yes.
Yeah, that is treasure. This would be a good time to mention how you authenticate autographs, Scott.
Yeah, two or three times a year, we hook up with our preferred authentication company, which is PSA, and we do a whole session. We do all our stuff, customer stuff. We make sure that everything gets done in a quick way. We can also offer people a discount off PSA's posted website prices if they do the authentication through us. All they have to do is give us a call or drop an email for more details.
Here's another trash or treasure question. This is Greg from St. Charles. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, I got a Bruce Sutter game day program signed. I think it was his rookie year. It's in pencil, but it's very clear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to know him a little bit. Great guy. Sad that we lost him so soon. So does that make this a more valuable item, Scott?
Well, the fact that he's passed away just makes it a little bit more desirable because there's obviously not going to be any more.
Mm-hmm.
But the old 70s Cubs scorecard signed in pencil, they're only worth a minimal amount.
All right. Hang on to the Bruce Sutter autograph, though, Greg. Kelly in Rockford, this isn't exactly sports, but I'm sure Scott can give you some advice on what you have.
Oh, good. Kel. Yeah, throw me out there, Bob.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Kel.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Back in the late 80s, I was a waitress at Second City Theater in Chicago, and I got Madonna's autograph. And it was funny because she was at a movie theater in the complex there. It's gone now. Just her and one other person with her, a woman. And she just signed her name, and she didn't speak a word to me. I did all the talking. And it's on the Second City check, like if you went in to have a show, you know, it was before the computers, and so you'd write it on the check. It's about 6x8 size check, says Second City on the top and Madonna's signature across the front.
Yeah, what about those celebrity non-sports items, Scott?
Actually, a lot of the musicians are a lot pricier than the athletes because they're harder to get to.
Huh.
So I would say that's worth looking into.
Yeah, I think treasure is the answer, Kelly.
Oh, would I contact you then to look into it, or how do I look into it?
You can. You certainly can.
Okay.
Yeah, let me give you the info on Scott Beatty at AU Sports. He's in Morton Grove at 6006 Dempster. And what's the easiest way to contact you if people have questions, Scott?
Absolutely the easiest way and the oldest way, because we haven't changed this email in 30-plus years. It's just the name of the business, AU Sports, so that's AUSPORTS, at, ready, AOL.com.
Of course, AUSports at AOL.com. But you did get rid of the dial-up finally, didn't you?
Yeah, finally.
All right, check out the store. It's a lot of fun in there on Dempster and Morton Grove. Scott, thank you. Always fun to do our little trash or treasure shtick here.
Always, Bob. Let's get a win today, huh?
Go Cubs.